question, Hare Krishna. When we are in the world, we are attracted to attractive forms of actors, actresses, of attractive people, material attractive forms. So at that time, it is difficult. We can't remember the philosophy or the form of the Lord. So what to do in such a situation? Answer: yes, that is our present predicament, that we are attracted, that we are meant to be attracted towards Krishna, but for us Krishna is right now invisible, and we are meant to stay away from Maya, but Maya is ultra visible to us. So we have to be cautious. Now there are many things which we can do to deal with the situation. First of all is that there is a present level of attraction and there is a further accentuated attraction. That means that whatever infatuation or attraction we have in the past to material forms, if we act on it and if we keep looking at those forms, if we could keep meditating on those forms, then that is like putting fuel in the fire. And then that will grow more and more and more. And then it will be almost impossible to extinguish it. So similarly, if we keep dwelling on those forms, just because our thoughts are getting attached to them, attracted towards them, then we will stay materially entangled. So at present, we need to minimize our exposure to those forms. We certainly can't avoid it entirely, but we don't have to go out of our way to look at materially attractive forms. And whenever on our way itself such forms come in our perception, we minimize our meditation on those forms. By avoiding contemplation on those forms, by minimizing contemplation on those forms and avoiding them, which is possible, there is perception, but there doesn't have to be contemplation. We can redirect. We can see something, but we don't have to think about it. We can think about other things. So we can keep in our phone or in our wallet some attractive pictures of the deities. And whenever our eyes thirst to look for beauty, then we can quench that thirst, not by letting those eyes go towards the materially attractive forms, which are actually like mirages. There may be some attractiveness, but ultimately the beauty is temporary. So instead, if we redirect that attractiveness towards Krishna's form, towards the beautiful forms of the deities, then that can give us relief, can quench our thirst for beauty, at the same time protect us from entanglement. So first thing is, we don't let ourselves fuel the infatuation further. And secondly, we can purify ourselves. So one is not aggravating the fire, the other is extinguishing the fire. So how do we extinguish the fire? Actually, it is by redirecting the search for beauty towards Krishna. So that redirecting doesn't mean looking at the form of Krishna, but it also means systematically practicing the process of bhakti, which will redirect our desires from the world to Krishna. So when we chant the holy names, when we understand the philosophy, study scripture, associate with devotees, worship the deity, by all this, our desires will get redirected. Our desires will get transformed. And then, as we become purified, we will be able to feel more and more attracted to Krishna, and then we will ourselves realize that attraction to the beauty of Krishna is pacifying, whereas attraction to the beauty of this world is agitating. It creates sensory cravings within us. It makes our hormones go wild, and it basically causes, it heightens expectation, it heightens anticipation, but then the gratification that is there is fleeting, pathetically short-lived. And so rather than letting ourselves be disappointed like this again and again, we will realize pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, that meditating on Krishna, meditating on His beauty, meditating on His message, that gives us far greater fulfillment, far greater satisfaction. So thus, by not aggravating the present infatuation, but by redirecting the longing for beauty and love and happiness towards Krishna, by systematically practicing bhakti, we can curb and counter our present obsession with material forms. Thank you. Hare Krishna.